Olos chapter 16, Mishnah 5. Haya boydek, if while he was inspecting, hegia lenachal, he reaches a brook, a little stream of water over there, or lishlulis, or he reaches a channel, and or lederech harabim, or a public road. So in all of these cases, says the Mishnah mafsik, he may stop checking. And the reason being, obviously, he must stop checking because he's clearly reached the end of the graveyard and it's not going to go further than there. So he can stop checking and that'll be that. Sada shenehergubba harugim. If there was a field in which a lot of people were killed and so their bones are scattered all over the surface of the field, malakad etzim etzim. The person can pick up each of the bones. He can gather them up one by one. And then akol tahor. Everything is pure. Meaning, says the cart, he doesn't need to collect the tefusa, the ground underneath. He doesn't need to collect that, and he doesn't need to inspect 20 amas to ascertain the boundaries of the graveyard. Because here the bones were on top of the field, they weren't buried inside. Hamafane kivro mitoch sadehu. If a person was removing a grave from his field, melaked etzim etzim, he may gather up the bones one by one, va kol tar, and everything is considered pure, meaning that he can remove the bones without carrying, without removing the tfusa from beneath it. And explains Akati that this is talking about a grave just beyond his field, disintegrated, which scattered bones onto his field. So in this case, because the bones, it was actually a grave beyond his field that was scattered back into his field, he can just pick up the bones one by one, and that would be good enough. Next case of the Mishnah, Bor Shemetalim Lesocha Nefalim or Harugim. If there was a pit into which a miscarried fetus or murdered people were thrown into the pit, Malakait Etzim Etzim. So he can remove the bones one by one. And again, Va Kol Tahor, everything is pure. He doesn't have to collect the Tfusa in this case. Rabbi Shimon Omer Im Hiskinu Lekever Matchila. Rabbi Shimon says, if the pit was designated as a grave from the outset for proper burial of a corpse, and instead of that, the fetus or slain people were cast into it, provisionally the bones may be removed, but yeshlo tfusa, but the tfusa applies, i.e. the tfusa, the ground beneath the corpse, must to be collected. Brings the kati that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon, so a pit in this case, where a miscarried fetus or slain people were cast, like the first opinion, the Tanakama, we can just remove the bones without removing the tfusa, and that would purify the pit.